The Massachusetts Gaming Commission voted Tuesday to deny permission for MGM to display moving images on a large sign attached to the casino parking garage that faces Interstate 91 after three of the five commissioners said they were very concerned it could distract drivers and cause crashes. As regulators, Commissioner Gail Cameron said they must balance MGM's need for splashy advertisements to attract customers with concerns for public safety.
There are so many people coming, so many people excited, and we also are invested in you having a great opening, and a couple of major crashes will not help.
There are few examples in Massachusetts of the type of dynamic displays MGM planned to use on the outdoor sign. There's a small video sign at the Basketball Hall of Fame, also located along I-91 in Springfield, and a large video screen with moving images at the WGBH studios facing the Massachusetts Turnpike in Boston.
Part of the issue is it will be something that someone will turn their head to look at because it is really inviting and something that isn't common here. I realize it's common in Las Vegas, but it's just not common to drivers here.
Because the sign is on MGM's property and only advertises events and attractions at the casino complex, it is not considered a highway billboard, despite the fact it faces a heavily traveled interstate. MassDOT does not permit video to be shown on highway billboards, and static images cannot be changed more frequently than at 8-second intervals, according to current regulations. Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said the state regulators should consider deferring to the city on the issue of the sign. He said city officials issued the necessary permits to build the sign and also required MGM to do a follow-up study on traffic safety impacts.
And the city is probably more invested in it than we are. They're the ones who approved it. They're going to take more flack than we are if there's an issue.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis told the commissioners at the meeting in Boston Tuesday that switching on the big sign, which includes the familiar trademark lion logo, is a top priority in the countdown to the casino opening.
Some of this is, as we've discussed in prior hearings, a little bit of trust in us as operators that have done this in many different venues across the world on our judgment to safeguard and to strike that right balance.
Aside from the flap about the sign, commissioners were told that all is proceeding smoothly toward the scheduled August 24th opening of the casino. Two full-scale evaluations of the casino gaming floor operations are scheduled for the evenings of August 16th and 20th. Passing those live tests is the remaining regulatory hurdle to MGM opening the doors of the Springfield Casino to the public. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.